20 female entrepreneurs from Zimbabwe will be leaving to the Netherlands. They will arrive on Sunday, and they will have a full program in the Netherlands. The program has different components. There is a training element to it, which for a day they will be practicing elevator pitches, online marketing, and those kind of topics. They will be visiting companies in the Netherlands that have shown interest in their products or in possibly partnering with them. There will be matchmaking. There will be theme dinners around innovation and EU guidelines for import. So what we're trying to do is to make a complete program as possible for them in order to enhance the bilateral trade between the two countries.
Why women in particular? Why is it not a mixed group?
The goal of the trade mission is twofold. Now, first and foremost, it aims to promote trades between the Netherlands and Zimbabwe, and this is in line with the aid trade agenda the Dutch government adopted a few years ago. But besides stimulating trade, we wanted to focus on female entrepreneurs because we wanted to advance the position of women within Zimbabwe. And while progress has been made over the past years, there remains a lot of space for further improving the opportunities for women across the country. And to further this goal, the selected female entrepreneurs have been selected to come to the Netherlands and to see where this leads. We really hope that this is going to lead to a beautiful cooperation between Dutch and Zimbabwean companies.
What areas would you say the female entrepreneurs are concentrating on?
We've selected the entrepreneurs with thriving business in sectors that are relevant to the Netherlands. So that would be agriculture and food, horticulture, and creative industry. And these are three sectors that the Dutch government has labeled a top sector. So we expect that the trade mission will lead to a win-win situation where Dutch expertise meets Zimbabwean needs and the other way around. And there's also companies from the construction scene, tourism and event management, and there's even a company that produces blinds and shutters in Zimbabwe. So it's very diverse.